A study shows that more than 1.2 million new residents settle in the United States each year as the result of both legal and illegal immigration, much of it from Hispanic countries. The study concludes that the U.S. population will increase from its current 301 million people to 468 million by 2060, and that this growth will have a dramatic impact on the nation's workforce, retirement community, urban growth, and environment. The study's author, Stephen Camarota, put in perspective what 167 million new immigrants and their descendants will mean.
The 167 million increase that the U.S. is on course for in the next 53 years is equal to the combined populations of Great Britain, France, and Spain altogether. The 105 million from immigration by itself is equal to 13 New York cities.
Camarota pointed out that his projections do not take into account any increases in immigration.
Net immigration in particular has been increasing to the United States for about five decades. If that trend were to continue, then immigration would add more than the 105 million that we're projecting from the current level. Now, it's also worth noting that most of the 105 million comes from legal immigration.
Not all the panelists agreed with the idea that millions of new immigrants could have a negative impact. Ben Wattenberg is with the American Enterprise Institute.
There is always in America some kind of nativist, anti-immigrant feeling. A century ago, it was said that Jews were unclean, ignorant, and spoke with a terrible accent. Their children and grandchildren won Nobel Prizes and shaped the global culture. And you can track every immigrant group. They started out being hated.
Study author Stephen Camarota said population growth can lead to a deteriorating quality of life in the United States, but it does not have to. He said it could also lead to better business opportunities. He said what the nation needs is a clear policy on immigration and population growth. For producer Zulima Palacio, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.